Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Evelyn.
And in today's episode, we are bringing back one of our first guests in season one, Hannah Grace Birch.
Yay! Hello.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be back. I'm looking forward to this.
Today, we'll be asking her questions about her faith. If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment. Listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
Our website will be linked in today's episode description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now let's jump into our third episode of season three.
What do you consider the most meaningful Bible verse?
The most meaningful Bible verse for me would for sure be Galatians 1:10. And which it says, like, this is going to be paraphrased, but who am I trying to please? Am I trying to please people or am I trying to please man? If I were just trying to please man, then I would not be a servant of Christ. And something for me is I struggle so much with pride, and, like, I'm free to say that. Like, I have a very prideful heart, and it's a type 2 thing, you know. But, yeah, and so pride is just such a struggle for me. And, like, comparing myself to others. And so this verse is just such a great heart check for me and be like, okay, hey, like, what are your intentions behind this good action that you're about to do? And, like, are you doing this to glorify the Lord? Or are you doing it to build your reputation? And so that has been the most meaningful Bible verse in my life for that reason.
That's incredible. And the way you opened up about the pride issue, I honestly would have never guessed that pride is a problem with you. You don't show that as a problem. Like, you are one of the most humble people that I know. I'm going to read Galatians 1:10 right now. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. That is a beautiful verse.
It's gorgeous. I love it.
I haven't read that since last year when we were reading it with our theology class. So how do you stay involved at church? Like, do you do any service projects or anything that you've really seen yourself be humbled through?
Yeah, that's such a great question. My church is great at serving and stuff, and they're very service-oriented and loving on people. Like, our motto is love God, love people. And so we have serve days all the time. And so some of the most humbling for me would be every Christmas. I don't know how it's going to work this year with COVID. it's so cool because we get to pack food boxes. And last year I did this with my cousins and my grandparents. And we packed food boxes, and we went out and around the community and gave them to certain families and stuff. And just being able to see how meaningful that is so powerful, you know. And just being able to see, like, all the blessings that we have and how the Lord has given us everything. We were talking about this last night.
Yes.
Like, how every blessing He's given us, He's given us it for a purpose and to use to either, like, serve people or to use. Like, I gave the example of my pen, like, if I did not have a pen, like, I wouldn't be able to jot down my notes and just record how the Lord's working in my life and stuff like that. And so He gave me that to use purposefully, and just seeing how we can use all these blessings to glorify Him is such a powerful thing. And just being able to see how we can afford extra food and just in a box and, like, being able to put it in there and go and take it out, and just seeing how, what a big deal it was, you know, because, like, if I receive a box of food, I'll be like, oh, that's so sweet, like, thoughtful, you know what I mean? But, like, how big of a deal that is to some people is so phenomenal. And, phenomenal, there you go. But another one we did was, I forgot what it was exactly called, but we went out to a school in a not so good area, and we washed kids' feet in the classes. And this was a little elementary school, and we washed their feet, and we gave them brand new tennis shoes, you know. And, like, tennis shoes, I feel like, if I go to a store, I can just buy them, you know what I mean? Like, it's not big of a deal. I'm like, yay, new shoes, you know, but
to add to the collection.
And then, yes. And so, like, yo, I can't fit them on my rack anymore in my closet. Like, it's bad.
That's such a mood. Like, seriously.
It's probably, like, I have other random stuff on that rack. Anyway, not important. But just to see, like, the tears streaming down their faces when this happened. And, like, it makes you cry, too. And, like, these little elementary school kids. And just, like, how they hug you and thank you. Like, it's such a humbling thing.
That's adorable,
thing.
Too.
I know. I loved it. But, yeah. So, that's how I love being involved in those little service projects and stuff. So,
we have a lot of stuff like that in our church. Like, we don't really go out and do stuff, but we do like a, we did a sock drive recently where my grandfather got like so many socks and took them to like schools and stuff for kids that couldn't get them, you know? Mm-hmm. And we have like one Christmas, I remember he brought like a truckload of food. And we were just like a little like little cups of mac and cheese and like applesauce and stuff and bringing it into our church because they were having like a little like children's thing.
Yeah.
And we do stuff like that a lot.
Yeah, that's so cool. I know, like, you wouldn't even think about socks. Like, what a big deal this. I mean, we literally have some extra Christmas socks up there.
I know.
Like, but, you know, it's just, like, stuff like that. And it's such a big deal.
Yeah, it's, like, it's the little things.
Yeah, and our church also does a soup kitchen that, like, I've volunteered at multiple times. And to see, like, the looks on their faces when you give them the full meal that you've prepared all afternoon, it's, like, humbling though, but at the same time it's so life-giving to see that like happiness through giving to people, and also like you feel so good after you do that stuff.
I know.
And I've only done it a couple times, but
our youth group will go out and do they'll like rake people's yards and stuff.
Oh, yeah, for flood relief and stuff
like
that too.
Well, for people who can't get out and do their own yards.
Yeah.
So, like, we'll just, like, go to someone that goes to our church or someone else that we just know, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
sweet.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I know.
But we do.
And it is, like, honestly, such a great time to, like, use that Bible verse right there. Like, am I doing these good works? Like, that's something specific I was thinking about when saying that. Like, am I using these good works? Am I going to glorify God in this? And remind us to be like, hey, she's a cool person, you know? Like, where are my intentions set? And so.
So our next question for you is, do you ever have doubts in your faith or, like, wavering belief? And if so, how do you combat that? Like, how do you fight off the temptations of the devil?
Yeah, honestly, I really do. And, like, this can be, just depending on our season, again, like, it is a thing that comes into your mind, you know what I mean? And, like, one of my biggest role models, we love Jenny Allen.
Oh, yes.
And she has a book about this. Go buy it. Get it out of your head. But
no, not sponsored or anything.
Yeah, not sponsored, but it's so good that, like, we're recommending it right now. But she was just talking about, in her podcast, actually, how it's, like, whenever you're in the dark at night, like, sometimes it'll just come in your thoughts, and, like, you just forget about them the next day, and then they come back, you know? And so this is definitely something for me, and just, like, whenever I'm alone and stuff, and those thoughts, like, oh, is God real? Like, are you just living this faith, like, for nothing, you know what I mean? Like, what's gonna happen after you die? Like, are you actually gonna go to heaven, or it's just, like, all this wasted, you know? And so, I really do feel like it is a struggle, like, a universal struggle for all Christians, you know, and just, like, or all people, actually, like, you know, like, everyone just, almost everyone that just thinks about God, like, oh, is he real, you know, and just wrestling with those thoughts. And so, that's such a powerful thing in my life, and just how I combat those thoughts is sometimes, okay, we gotta be like, really listen to me, because I don't want this to, like, come across wrong. So picture, like, your mind as a house, and you have, like, a little door. And so, so I'm gonna say, like, so say that I'm Satan, great example, I know. And I came, and, like, I started knocking on your door, like, I'm gonna keep knocking, and sometimes I'll be pounding on your door and stuff like that. And, like, with these thoughts, like, oh, God's not real. Like, hey, are you going to, like, think about this? Like, do you really think he's real or something like that? And so he's going to be pounding at you with these thoughts. And we're going to be like, okay, go away. You know, but, like, it's going to keep coming back. You know what I mean? And he's going to keep knocking until you do something about it, you know? Because, like, nothing's stopping him from doing it. So you're going to keep going, you know? And so whenever you are ready and you know that you have those truths, just don't let them in your house. But, like, open the door with your guard on, with your armor of God on your body, and you have that truth ready to just defend and, like, stab it out, you know what I mean? And because I feel like it is healthy to let these thoughts in sometimes, and only if you're ready. I'm just telling you, like, only if you're ready to defend them with the truth. Like, it is healthy, because then that shows, like, hey, this isn't my parents' Christian faith that I'm living by. This isn't my youth pastors. This isn't my friends, you know, like, this is my own faith that I have with the Lord. And so that time just clarifies that. And so if you know you're ready, you can be like, hey, I know this is true, Satan, so you can stop speaking these lies into me, because I know there's archaeological evidence out there, there's historical transforming effect whenever Jesus comes into people's lives, and just to see that growth, and, like, even on our own lives, you just think before Jesus, like, you were broken, and just being able to see how if the more you delight in his word, the more joyful you are, and like you have so much life. And so being able to reflect on that and be like, hey, like, I know this isn't true, those thoughts are going to go away, because Satan's like, oh, you got me, like, like you just stab those thoughts away. And so only open that door and think about it, think it through, and be like, hey, I know this is true. Whenever you know you are firm in your faith, when you know that you can confirm this, and you had the truth from the Bible, and you can back up the Bible being true because of all that evidence I just stated. Like, there's so much more out there.
Yeah.
And so whenever you know you are sure, like, y'all don't let these thoughts in and be like, oh, well.
It's not bad for the temptations to come. It's not bad for the doubts to come. It's normal. But it's the thing that you have to be ready to combat it. And if you aren't ready for that, then you need to, like, start praying. Praying. Yeah. And how Jesus in the Bible, he, like, combats Satan twisting scripture with the truth. And so memorizing scripture, that's why it's so important. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, like, ask, why do we memorize this? Like, when will we ever use this other than just, like, telling other people about him? And it's, like, you can combat the devil with that. It's the sword of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so if you actually just tell yourself scripture that is all about, like, Jesus and his holiness and his sovereignty and his truth, like, that will help your doubts go away. Yeah. And combating the devil away with that.
Yes.
The devil cannot be where truth is. He can't be where God is. Mm. And if God is in you, then, I mean, if God's for you, who can be against you, you know?
Yes. Look at that scripture right there, y'all.
Oh, yes.
See, it comes in you. I cannot encourage that enough. Memorize your scripture, y'all.
Yes.
Like, it is so important. A verse in the Bible, Psalm 119, 11. I've hidden your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. Y'all, it's so you don't sin against him. It's to fight those battles of temptation. And what Alexa just said, I just gotta say amen to that.
But also in Psalm 119 again, verse 105, it has the famous verse that lot of people have heard. Your word is the lamp into my feet and the light into my path.
Yes, what a good point.
Yes. Like, there, Psalm 119, even though it's the longest chapter in the entire Bible, really good.
I know.
Like, really good.
I just finished studying it. It took me a long time. So long, but it was so good just to read, like, about the truth of his word. And, like, if you don't know, if you just, like, you are wrestling with those thoughts, honestly, go to that chapter, because it just has so much foundation. And, like,
know.
Be like, hey, this
at truth first, it was kind of scary to start it, though, because it's so big. It's like this mountain you have to climb. But once you get to that mountain, like, to the top, you're like, woo! That was so good. It was so worth it.
Yes, I know. I love it. So.
Yeah.
Well, I went through a point where I was like, why do we even believe this? Like, who told us to believe this? Who said that this was all truth? Who said this was all real? And, like, every day I go to church and I have questions. I'm always, like, wondering, like, why? Or why people say this or this if it's not that or if it is that? Like, one time I was like, how old was Jesus or whatever? Like, when was he born? And I asked, like, Alexa and her dad and our youth minister and everything, and, like, they all gave me different answers. I asked my phone, and gave me a different answer.
Siri's always got you back.
Yeah, but, like, I couldn't find an exact thing, so I'm like, if no one has an exact answer, how do we exactly know that this is all true or not?
I was like, thank you for sharing that and opening up, because it is just, like, honestly, it's like a thing you have to kind of want to share. Like, but everyone, I can say safely that almost pretty much everyone struggles with this, you know?
Oh, yeah.
At some point, like, everyone's going to struggle with this in their faith. And so, I love how you shared that. And sometimes, something it is cool, because, okay, God does not, like, God is present with us. Like, we don't see his physical body, you know what I mean? And so, but he does that so we have faith in him. And so we have to trust him. And this is, like, kind of like a test of trust. Like, are you trusting him? And stuff like that. And so those answers we don't know. We just have to trust that he knows them. And, like, because he does. And that there is an answer to them. And it's just beyond our ability. And he's honestly, it's too, like, our minds can't comprehend some of these big ones, because you'll ever have, like, the trail of thoughts, you're like, wait, who created God? Like, he's like, gotten, but, like, no one created God, but, like, you know, your mind just kind of blows up, you're like, whoa. But
It's just, like, you have to put your faith in him because it's too big of a thing for us to comprehend because it's so powerful and good. Like, God is so baller.
He's
such a baller.
Yeah, he's such a baller, y'all. But it's so cool just to think about that. Like, he's so powerful that we can't even comprehend that. Like, you know. It's so
and that's the leap of faith it takes. Because yeah. Faith wouldn't be faith if there wasn't a leap of faith. Does that make any sense? Like, I mean, we have the book. We can go by what the book says, but when the questions come, when all these doubts come, the faith is actually just trusting this. And, like, because we have this. We have it physically here. We have all the historical evidence, all of that. But, like, the faith part is what we don't know, we still believe. And that's the hardest part. Like, doubting Thomas when Jesus came and had to show him, like, all the evidence first before he believed. Like, blessed are those who believe but have not seen.
Yeah. Really good.
In what ways do you most commonly spread his word?
Yes, I love this one. Honestly, it is kind of just adapting to different situations. One of my main things is, so school is the biggest mission field for me, and being able to go there is just like connecting with people there and be like, who is Jesus to you? And just being able to be like, okay, how is spiritual growth going? Like, what is something you struggle with? And connecting with that. And then if they don't know anything about God, just be like, again, asking like, who is Jesus to you? And just being able to build off that and build a conversation, a connection with that. And that's how I like to spread God's word the most, is just do talking to people with that and connecting. And then also spreading God's word through being a light to others. And I pray that I am a light to others, but that the Lord will just fill me with his spirit, and so that I can just glorify him in everything that I do. And it's just such a powerful thing. And one of my friends, she's talking, she asked me what, she's like, what's the one thing that you just always pray for? And I was like, whoa. I'm like, I don't know. And she's like telling me how she always prays for peace and stuff. And that's just such a heart-reaching thing for her. And I was just like, and she was like, pray about what you pray for, you know? And I prayed for it. And she, one day she came to me and she was like, I feel like yours is light, because I feel like you pray for that the Lord would use you as his vessel, and to be a light for him. And I was like, whoa. Like, as I thought about that for a while, I prayed about it. And like, being a light is one that's just such a powerful thing for me. And I pray that I am, that we all can be lights for him, just be so filled with the Spirit and be able to go out and make disciples of all nations, you know? And so, because I know people are watching us, and they're seeing how we perform things and seeing how we do them. And they're like, okay, wait, is this God really, really, is they all like, are they just being biased or like all that stuff or hypocritical and all? And so they're watching us. And so being able to be a light and just hopefully just be so filled with his word that you can go out and show his love. Because Jesus said we are known for, we will be identified by his love and stuff. And so, and that's such a supernatural thing that we can't achieve without him, because loving people is like loving everyone regardless of their background and stuff. And so, like, sometimes, because if you're, this isn't like a true love if you're like loving great people, you know, like I love y'all. I can spend all day with y'all and be so filled up, but like people that aren't as easy to get along with, like you being so kind and loving to them, that's different. Like, that shows and that reveals if you truly had the love of Christ in your heart. And so really through actions, through words, those all speak loud to them. And so, yes.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
But something, a book, if you've not read 1 John, go read 1 John right now.
Yes. Read Psalm 119, 1 John. 1 John is all about love. And it talks about, like, if you hate someone, like, you are not of God. And y'all, it, like, when I read that, I was like, whoa.
Shouldn't it be
fun? Oh, my. Like, heart check. And so, being able to, like, and if you don't, like, know, like, oh, do I have the love of Christ? Go read that. You'll know afterwards. I think of it.
This
convicts
book
you.
Is incredible. Yes. I have tons of notes. This is one of the most filled ones I got from reading it once. I've only read this all the way through once, and it's already filled with notes because it was an incredible book. And the first chapter is really good about light and being a light in the darkness. And you see that tie in to John 1, not just 1 John 1, but like, yes, John 1. It's tied in there.
It's great. Love, light, truth.
Love, light, truth.
Yes.
Got it. Well, I love what you said about like being kind to everyone, but like being kind to everyone is definitely hard. Like, mm-hmm. especially if you can tell that they don't like you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's hard.
Like, you just sometimes just want to be like, get away from me, like, right now. You're so negative about yeah. everything in my life. I just don't want to be
ruined
around you.
Vibe.
Like, yeah. for real. But showing God's love to everyone is what we're called to do. And, like it says,
we should do it.
1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. That is truth.
I know,
that right there.
So good.
But, I mean, yeah, read 1 John. You yeah. need to read 1 John.
Yeah, we have an assignment, homework for everyone. Someone, or it doesn't have to be homework. Go to your friend's house and read it with them. But yeah, Psalm 119, 1 John. 1 John's a really short book. Honestly,
it is. Five
Psalm
chapters.
119 could be bigger than that, I think, but... Go check it out for sure.
Thank you, Hannah Grace, so much for being on our podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
It was this was such a good conversation, y'all. I love this.
Yeah. We're so happy we had you on again. If you haven't heard her first episode she was on, we will link it down below. And it is called, what is it called? He Works All Things Together for Good. Something like that. Yeah, it's like the third episode of season one. So let's bow our heads and pray out. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for bringing Hannah Grace here safely and that allowing us to record this episode. It was so life-giving and joy-filling, and we love her so much, so thank you for allowing her to be on here. I pray that you will bless our listeners and help them have a great week that is reflective to you, and that we will all live our lives for you every single day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope that you've been brought closer to Jesus through this episode.
Yes, and make sure you subscribe to this amazing podcast so you can get notifications every time they come out with one. And make sure you leave a review.
Yeah. And also, as I said at the beginning, follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls. Both will be linked below.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website, type it into our Contact Us tab, DM us on Instagram, or email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Thank you all for listening, and we'll see y'all next Sunday with a new episode.